Ooh. Here's one for you. Had one job, Vile. The Louvre in Paris. It was hit with a major heist. You were gone when this happened.
I read about it, yes.
I mean, were they talking about in Asia too? I mean, this is worldwide.
They were, yep.
Thieves waltzed right into the Louvre and made off with 8 royal jewels, including a diamond-studded crown once worn by King Louis and a sapphire necklace belonging to Marie Antoinette. That sapphire necklace alone is estimated to be worth 50 million euros.
Wow.
So it's priceless, but the number keeps going up and up and up of the amount of money. It's just priceless, and it's part of France's history. Police already arrested a man and a woman, but the real punchline in all of this, investigators say they've uncovered that the museum's ultra-secure password for security was Louvre.
Come on. Are you serious? That was the password for the Louvre security was Louvre?
Officials,
oh my gosh.
Officials promise stronger security soon. Hopefully it's not going to be Louvre 2 or pass Louvre word.
Oh my gosh. Our IT people right now listening to this are falling out of their chair.
Oh, I know. They're doing a lot of face palms.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wanted to mention this. It kind of goes with what's going on in Egypt. They're asking for a lot of art artifacts from the Louvre that belong to their country. Now, this is really amazing. You've been to Egypt before or no?
No. Next year we're going.
Oh, I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah.
So Egypt, they just unveiled, check this out, its billion-dollar cultural crown jewel, the Grand Egyptian Museum.
Yes.
It's near the Giza Pyramids. The new museum houses more than 100,000 ancient artifacts. It's huge, including the complete collection treasures of King Tut and all those things, the gold mask, gilded chariots, more than 5,000 pieces on display together for the first time. Construction began, John, years ago. But with major conflicts, including political upheaval, et cetera, it was delayed for years. So this is part of Egypt's tourism strategy. Officials say this was built for the world, for everyone, to be a major draw for millions of visitors annually. They hope it will boost their economy and be a shining spotlight on ancient Egyptian civilization.
So we added a whole day to our trip so that we could spend a whole day at the museum. We literally changed the trip a little bit so that we could spend a day at the museum. It's such a big deal.
Leaders just unveiled it. Did you see images and renderings of it?
Oh, yeah. I saw all of it. It's incredible. It looks incredible.
Wow.
By the way, I hear that they've been in consultation with the security folks at the Louvre, and security code is going to be Egypt. They're just going to use security password Egypt. Password
Pyramid.
Egypt.
Pyramid.
Well, they could do Sphinx, but if our texters are any indicator, no one would know how to spell that.
Who would ever think of the password to priceless jewels in Europe, in the country
it's
of
insane.
France, the security code password
at the Louvre would be Louvre.